reignite your passion for God and for His work. Listen to Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, the resident pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Oyibi Cathedral. He comes your way on this podcast with the creative force of God's Word. Bishop Ogo also pastors the Flaming Fire Service, a vibrant youth service with energetic young people who are ablaze for the Lord. He is also the evangelist of the Greater Love Gospel Crusade, a unique outreach program that ministers the soul-saving love of Jesus Christ to a hurting world through music, dance, and the life-giving Word of God. Now, listen to Bishop Edwin Ogo.
There was a man who was blind. Jesus put clay on his eyes.
Boys, say. Yeah! Come me cry. Then you call me above me. I be run out of time for hey, baby, shut me no. We see you on point. Now who me more mama me great to say. I know ma. Now what you want? What was I know? What is coming? Ooh, Jimmy Crosse. Titi mo, tiny mo. Daughter so strong in the heat of the ano. What now? Shade up on you now see. Instrumentalist, come on, yes, sir. Jesus, I no pay. Oh, no, you didn't catch your palm, I know. Hallelujah.
Stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. I stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. Hey, there's no one like you. No one like you in all the earth. Nobody, nobody like you, Jesus. There's no one like you.
You do mighty things, you do glorious things. You're a faithful God, awesome is your name. Amazed in your presence, there is nothing you cannot do.
I stand amazed.
Stand amazed in your presence.
Hallelujah, there is joy, peace, and hope.
You do mighty things. You do
awesome is your name. Faithful God, awesome, awesome, awesome is your name. You do mighty things, you do glorious things. You're a faithful God, awesome is your name. Hallelujah.
Keep clapping, keep clapping, keep putting your hands together for the Lord. Keep celebrating the Lord your God. Keep celebrating the Creator of the universe, the one who
you're faithful.
Oh, beautiful,
awesome.
Come on, everybody, sing it, sing it. Lift up your hands and sing it. Sing it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Say you do glorious things. Come on.
You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're faithful. Awesome is your name.
And I tell you that a mighty thing is about to be done in your life today.
Yes.
A mighty work is about to be done in your life today. Through the word of God that is alive, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. Today the word of God will cut away a lot of nonsense in your life. I tell you that the word of God today, it is about to remove some of the chains and some of the shackles that are holding you down. Today somebody will be delivered of something major through the word of God. Quick and powerful. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are as excited as I am this morning, I want you to clap your hands, make some noise, celebrate the gift of God in our midst, and join me, and let's welcome to this pulpit the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, come on, make some noise, Maganai Cathedral.
Service we are enjoying so far. Are you happy to be in church? I can't feel your happiness. Are you really happy? Then clap your hands again. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you. What a great privilege to be in your presence. Thank you for angels. 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 The supernatural is entering our lives. Thank you for angels. I sense the supernatural, your power, the supernatural. We are natural beings. We are normal and natural beings with bones and flesh and eyes and nails and hair, hearts that are beating, joints, ligaments. But I sense that there's a supernatural power entering our lives now. Somebody came to church this morning, not sure of how the day is going to be, but the power of God is intervening now. The power of God is intervening now. God is taking over someone's battle. Someone's battle. Someone's difficulty. Thank you for healing. Lift your hands, everyone, and receive the ministration of the supernatural. Thank you. God is doing for you something you cannot do for yourself. God is doing for you something you cannot do for yourself. God is doing for you something you cannot do for yourself. Receive something you cannot give yourself.
Give it.
Be healed. Be healed.
Amen.
Receive a touch from the Lord.
I receive it.
A miracle is taking place in someone's life.
Jesus.
A miracle is taking place in someone's life right now. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I see someone leaping with joy.
Amen.
Leaping with joy.
Amen.
Screaming and leaping with joy.
Amen.
At the sound of a miracle in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Something you never believed could happen to you is happening to you.
Yes, Lord.
Something you never believed could happen to you is happening to you. Something you never believed could happen to you is happening to you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the supernatural.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody here, you need something that you can't provide for yourself, but you need it for you to enter the next season of your life. Lift your hands and receive it now. God is giving it to you. Something supernatural for your life.
Receive it.
It's a miracle. It's a testimony.
Jesus.
I hear testimonies Jesus. Already. Testimonies
Jesus.
Already.
Jesus.
Testimonies already. Specifically, something you need, but you can't provide for yourself. There are many things we need that we can't give ourselves. Mm. If you need food, you just go and cook it.
Yes.
If you need money, just go to the ATM and withdraw.
Yes.
If you need a car, just go to your garage. The car is there. If you need a black dress, it's hanging in your wardrobe.
Mm.
If you need red shoes, it's right there in your room. But there are certain things you need.
Professor.
That you cannot provide.
Professor.
That is what God is giving you right now.
Receive it.
There are some three people in this service right now. Three of you. Something you need and you cannot find it. You don't know where to get it. You don't know how it's coming. Can you lift your hands again and let the angels of God minister to you? Let the angels of God minister to you. That the Lord says that so that you will know that God rules in the affairs of men.
Amen.
So that you will know that God rules in the affairs of men.
Amen.
God rules in the affairs of men.
Amen.
God rules in the affairs of men.
Amen.
God rules. Something that must be reversed.
Yes.
Is being reversed.
Yes.
Reversal. Reversal. Reversal.
Amen.
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 Whatever the devil has accomplished in your life this morning, by the sound of the Spirit, God is reversing that work of the enemy.
Amen.
God is reversing that work
Amen.
Of the enemy. God is reversing. God
Amen.
Is reversing.
Amen.
God 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 is reversing.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. For
your supernatural power. Your supernatural power in our lives is changing us.
Yes.
Changing. It's blessing us.
Blessing.
It's increasing us.
Increasing.
It's transforming us.
Transforming us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Keep clapping your hands. Keep clapping your hands. I want to welcome you to church. Let's clap our hands and bless God for his wonderful works. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. While the earth remains. Sorry. While the earth remaineth. Seed time and harvest. And cold and heat. And summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Say, shall not cease. Say, it shall not cease. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, it shall not cease. Say, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So this is our theme for this year, 2022. It's a year of seed time and harvest. And one of the singers this morning quoted this verse. And I think the same person or whoever said, everything you do is a seed. And so this year, let your mind work this way. Let your mind work this way, that everything is a seed. Amen. Is it possible to think this way?
Yes.
Or is it difficult for you to think this way? Is it a complex concept? I want to beg you, you know, let's agree. Let's start thinking this way. Sorry. You know, what I said initially was not very accurate. Not very true. It's part of the truth. That everything you do is a seed. It's true. But it's not the whole truth. The whole truth is that everything you do or do not do is a seed. Something you don't do, of course, you should know it. That there are certain things, if you don't do it, you've sown a seed. If your mother is not well and you abandon her in the room and you go to church, you've sown a very bad seed. Even though you went to church. It's not only actions that are seeds. Inactions are also seeds. So some of you feel that because you did nothing, you've not sown any seed. This year, unlike any other year, I want to beg you to think this way. That you are just planting seeds all over the place. Can you think that way? You are just planting seeds all over the place. And every seed you sow, you reap it. Somebody, let me move away from this area. Every seed you sow, you reap it. You know, some of you think that you can just behave anyhow and there are no consequences. It's not true. And I said last week that the problem also is the time factor. That sometimes the time is so long that you can't remember that you've sowed a seed. That's why people say, oh, I've done nothing to deserve this. You've done something. You can't just remember. Just the time. A seed, time, and harvest. Sometimes, depending on the seed, 3 months, 2 months, 6 months. Sometimes it's 4 years, 10 years. Yeah. You can plant a seed. A physical seed, and it will be 10 years before you get a harvest. So if after 10 years the harvest has come, you will not remember that you planted a seed. I want to ask you to, you know, the fact that we are spiritual beings, and a lot of us, 95% of us here are not spiritual anyway. You are natural, so you better be natural. Yes. I'm even talking to the 3% who are spiritual. That because, just because you are spiritual, does not mean that natural laws don't apply to you. You know, doesn't mean that natural laws don't apply to you. No matter how much you pray, if you go to a fourth floor of a building and you jump, a law will bring you down. Yeah, and your contact with the ground will not be a nice experience. Some of you are sitting here quietly. You've gone to plant a seed and you've just come to sit here as if you've done nothing. Yeah. 2 years ago, were you not in Takwa? 2 years ago, were you not in Takwa? What did you do there? Some of you young men, you've done something to girls. And you now claim you are born again. The fact that you are born again means that the past must be deleted. You are lying. It will follow you. Yes. I'm telling you, being born again doesn't delete some seeds. When you were a sexy dancer in the nightclub, you spoiled somebody's marriage. And now you have come to church, you are a lead singer. Share. It no be so. I'm telling you, if you don't reap it, your child will reap it. It's the rule, it's the law of the earth. You can even say, oh, it's not a seed, I didn't sow anything. You can even deny it, but you reap it. Yeah. If a seed you plant bears fruit after 10 years, then it means that you can plant a seed and die. Eh? Hello? Palm plantations. You can plant it. Cocoa. Your children will come and harvest the cocoa and have money to buy cars, buildings, and so on. But the man who planted the cocoa farm is in the ground. He's dead. In the same way, you can also plant something and your child will be eating it. Yes. I want you to respect the fact that this earth is a place of seed and harvest. You can't just behave anyway and expect that what you've done, even sometimes when you say sorry, it doesn't change anything. You insult your wife and you say sorry, your words are reverberating. Reverberating. You are sitting at a restaurant, you are eating with your husband, you get angry and you pour the food on your husband. You can send a text and say sorry, but the imagery, it has etched on his memory. It has changed your marriage permanently. You still don't seem to understand what I'm saying. Eh? Judges 16, verse 19. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Verse 20. And she said, the Philistines are upon thee, Samson. So he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. You can't be in a room with a woman. Your head is on her laps. I don't know what you've done her that even now she has been able to shave your head. And then you dare say that you are going to get up as at other times. It's not the same anymore. And when he woke up, he's there. He didn't know that this time is not as at other times. This time is not as at other times. Can you please gently whisper to your neighbor, be very careful. Be very careful. The same behavior that this man, Jacob, put up. You know, it's not like that, oh. It go who you. I don't even know how to preach the message. I think I should end it here. No, this year is sowing and reaping. And I will advise you that think beyond this year. You are going to have beautiful children. Amen. If you love them, don't do some things. Don't do some things. Everything is a seed. Most of you here sitting here, right now, you are doing a live harvesting now. Life, you are harvesting something now, right now. Yes, right now you are harvesting something. Some of the things you are harvesting, you didn't plant it. It's your father who planted it. Good or bad? Good or bad? I've been to interviews, and I passed within the first minute. Just when I mentioned my father's name, the interview ended. Practically, it's harvest. Be very careful. I just want to say that be very careful how you talk, the things you say, the comments you make. They are in the air. You want to Google, there's a toy we play with. It's called boomerang. You want to throw it, it goes away from you. It goes, that it turns. And it comes directly at you. So don't talk by heart. Change your friends so that you don't say things you shouldn't say. You want to steal money, and you have been able to get the people to believe that somebody else stole it, and now that person is the one suffering. It's a seed. Unfortunately, the fruit will be 30 years time. That's what he did. He said, "I will go out as at other times." And I was saying that that is also what that man, Jacob, did. It's in the Bible. Yeah. He also felt that he could just, it's like, you've done something. You've done something. You have exchanged your body for sex to get a job. And you are saying that nothing has happened. You've exchanged your birthright for porridge. And you are saying that it's like we shouldn't see it as anything that's happened. It's not right. Genesis 25, verse 32. Esau said, "I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore to him. And the Bible, he said, he sold his birthright to Jacob. But you think that what you are eating isn't at a price? There's no free lunch. I'm telling you. Jacob collected his birthright. But you see, Esau didn't know that what he had done would cost him. He sold, that is it, he sold his birthright to Jacob. Look at verse 34. Next verse. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat. Who is the he? Esau. He did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. You eat, you drink, you get up, and you are going as if it's normal, but it's not a normal getting up. You have sold your birthright. You sleep with that man's husband, that woman's husband. You wear your panties, and then you get up and you leave as if nothing has happened. You sold something. You will never be the same again. What you have done with that man, permanent, it's Indian ink. Look at it there. He did eat and drink, and he rose up and went his way. It's like nothing has happened. That's not true. Thus, you see the word thus there? It's an old English word. It means in this way. In this way. Esau, by doing this, by so doing, Esau despised his birthright. That betting you are betting in this AFCON game, you will pay a price one day for placing a bet. It's like you are gambling in that bet shop. It's not a normal behavior. When you finish betting, listen to me, whether you lose or you gain, permanent Indian ink on your life. You can't reverse it. So that's why I will advise you to be very, very careful what you do and what you don't do. Because it's not everybody crying that you should mind. Is it scary? Oh, sorry, I didn't know I was scaring you. I must speak the truth. Prayer and fasting will not reverse some of the things some of you have done to yourselves. That's what I'm saying. From today onwards, think deeply before you do or say or not do, or even your silence is a seed. People are insulting your mother, and you pass by your mother, you pass by that whatever place, and you say nothing. You've sown a seed of silence. There is nothing happening in your life that just happened. There is nothing happening in your life that just happened. There's a reason why something is happening in your life. There's a reason why what happened happened. But it's going to get deeper as we go to point number 3 or 4. This one, we are introducing it. Last week, I talked about the seed of the flesh, sowing to the flesh. Today, I'm talking about the seed of money. The seed of money. The next week, we are going deeper. You see, money, it's a very, very mysterious substance. Money. In fact, I will tell you also, begin to look at money as a seed. Okay. Yeah. So when you work and you get 800 cedis, and you are asked, how much is your salary? Don't say 800 cedis. Say 800 seeds. Don't say I'm paid 1,500 Ghana. Say I'm paid 1,500 seats. Every dollar is a seed. Every CD is a seed. That money in your hand, depending on what you will do with it, it can give your daughter a marriage or no marriage. That money in your hand, because depending on what you do with it, can let you die before your time or live up to your time. Money is not a small thing. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 11. Verse 19. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry. But money answereth all things. Oh, money is supposed to be the answer to a lot of the problems in your life. Let's look at New American Standard Bible. Men prepare a meal for enjoyment. Wine makes life merry. Money is the answer to what? Some major things in your life. Sorry, money is the answer to your business problems. No. Say everything. Money is the answer. Any question you have in your life now, money can answer it. Why am I not married? I'm 38 years. Why am I not married? Money, if you had money, you would have been married by now. Money answers all things means that be very careful what you do with money. It also means that money can explain a lot of things happening to you. Why is my son on drugs? Money is the answer. Actually, I had a problem recently in my life. As I think about it, money is the cause of the problem. One of the biggest problems I've had in my life since I was born in 1926. Yes, I'm just realizing that money is the reason why that problem happened. It's frightening. It's true. You may go to hell because you don't have money. Or you may go to hell because you have money. You see, many of us are not handling money well. Some of you are not spiritual because you don't have money. If you had money, you would have bought an iPad with 1,000 books and 28 Bibles that you could read to know God more. But because you don't have money, you can't even afford a paper Bible. But the Bibles I bought for the awards, I bought them from Nigeria. The awards. Yeah, one is $40. I bought them. The awards we had 2 Sundays ago. Each Bible, Thompson chain, it's $40. You can ask. Paid for it. And it was brought here. Wow.
If you don't have $40, you may not be able to read Thompson's Chain, and therefore may not know some verses in the Bible, and therefore you are not spiritual. So the man will easily sleep with you and give you a baby you don't want, and before you know it, you are having an abortion, and you are now having pelvic inflammatory conditions with superimposed peritonitis. If you had $40, Bishop Kobe, I'm preaching. Money, New Living Translation. A party gives laughter. Wine gives happiness. And money gives everything. Everything is, money gives happiness, money gives sorrow. Money gives promotion, money gives demotion. Everything. You decide what you want from money, and because of your decision, you do with money what you want from money, and money grants you what you were desiring. I'm becoming more spiritual now. It's been about 4 weeks or 5 weeks. I realize that something is happening to me. Do you know why? Because I've been able to get some messages onto my phone. And it's the type of message that, like preachings. Then wherever I am, I can listen to that message. And it's helping me. But you, the phone you are using, you can't put that bulk of message on your phone. If you had money, you'd have bought a phone with a memory of 1 terabyte. 1 T. That's a memory. Say mercy. Am I preaching a bad message? If you had money, that man would not be playing with your body the way he's playing. He touches here, touches here, touches there, and you are just there because he's paying your school fees. He's giving you lunch. He's giving you everything, and you are just there. Rent, 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 rent. Otherwise, you sleep outside. But if you had money to buy your own lunch, to pay your own rent, to buy your own food, that is equal to holiness. So holiness, you are not holy because you don't have money. If you had money, you'd be holy. I shouldn't preach. That is why, if you can sit down, I can end the message. I would like. That is why you must not easily say, oh, she's a dirty girl. She's a dirty girl. She's not like me. I'm pure. I went to St. Roses and I'm pure. And these type of girls, they are the ones sleeping with all kinds of men and so on. You know something? What she is going through with and has made her that way. If you're to experience the same problem, you see, never judge a person when you've not gone through what he has been through. Don't do that. Don't be too strong. Yes, it's wrong that you are fornicating, but don't be too strong. We are not saying fornication is right. Neither are we condoning adultery. But I'm just saying that be very careful. Because you may well be pure because your father had money. In the same way also, don't say that, but you can't control yourself. You are always on drugs, cocaine. What is this? Cocaine, Indian hemp, every day. I mean, you must control. Don't talk that way. Don't be too strong. Because you have not smoked cocaine just because your family is poor. Yes, if your family had a lot of money, you better try cocaine. Money answers every question in our life. At the base of every curse is money. Those people your great-great-grandfather killed to get those lands. that he passed on to your great grandfather, father, those lands, I'm telling you. Your great, he was a wicked man. Yes, he has killed people, shed blood on that land for money. Am I saying something profane? So I'm ending by showing you how to behave properly with money. Yeah. You need to know how to behave properly with money. Otherwise, you're going to have problems, eh? You're going to have problems. I'm going to take my... It's just 15 more minutes I have. Bishop Kobe has given me time to preach these days, so I can't go beyond. He's the pastor of the church, and I can't... you know. Be very careful. I'm just saying that I'm talking about seven seeds, you know. I've done one. This is the second one. But possibly, your life is has a money problem. That you had money, and instead of buying a Bible, you chose to buy a wig. It has begun a cascade of problems. No, you listen to me. Listen very carefully. Be very careful. Be very careful. So, I want to show you four things. Four things you must do with money. If you can do these four things, a lot of things in your life that are mysteries will no longer become mysteries. Four seeds. Four seeds you must sow with money in order to reap a great harvest for your life. Because the 99% possibility that your problem in life is a money problem. Number one, what should you do with money? As a Christian, number one, four seeds. The first one is seed to the poor. Yes. Do this one. Sow seeds to the poor. I'm telling you, some of you have made yourself the poverty chairman of either your area or your basanta or the church. It's like you dear, we always must see you as somebody who needs money. Your eyes look like money, your nose looks like money, your smile looks like money, your frown looks like money, your face is like money vacuum. It's not good. Don't pride yourself in making yourself a poverty chairman. It's a curse you are bringing on yourself. No matter how poor you are, there is someone poorer than you. I shouldn't say it because it's a Sunday morning. What are you trying to tell me? So find that person who is poorer than you and sow a seed so that you can harvest divine blessings. Proverbs 19 verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. And I think this year, I'm going to change our routines. Like how every watch night, for the first night, we take an offering for the orphanage and so on. These days, I'll be taking offerings by heart for the orphanage.
Yes.
And I'm going to, where is Reverend Lester? I need a basanta today. Get me a group of people who visits police cells. We've got OEB police station here. Police cells. And gives them KFC and some fried rice, something. You go. How many are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 18. You get 18 packs. And they eat behind the cells. Remember the poor basanta. Direct some of your money to the poor. Otherwise, there is something you will never get from God. A lot of the things you need right now, you don't have them because it should have been in your life as a recompense for giving to the poor. And because you didn't sow that seed, that is why you are lacking something now. You lack a wig, you lack pomade, you lack a comb, you lack shoes, you lack some of you, even your, when you smile, you see, if I want to marry you, and when you smile, your teeth, one, yes, empty, yes, empty. Honestly, I don't know how I will kiss a woman with holes in her teeth. I don't know how to kiss as a woman. No, really. So by the holes in your teeth, you've lost a husband. Or you are going to settle for a useless man who likes holes. But maybe you should have had some dental procedure to put some gold here. Silver. I've got silver in my teeth. I've got implants. Silver. They asked me, do you want gold or? I said, I want silver. But you, when you smile, it's hey to, hey to, hey to. Jacoby, I don't know whether I'm preaching a good message or I should end it. I don't know. It's your church. You have invited me here. I don't know. I should preach the message. All right, then clap your hands. Hey, 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 hey. It's not everything you can get for yourself. Some things must be given to you by God. And it's possible something you need that you can't get for yourself. It is because it is supposed to be a harvest for a poor person you should have given money to. But because you made yourself a receiver of money, because you are always poor, it's like everybody must know you as a disaster zone to poor money. You don't seem to understand the message I'm preaching. Is it clear? Today, find somebody who is poor and give the person some 5 Ghana. Buy a nice dress and give it to... By this time in this church, you should have spotted a girl who has been in this church for 3 months and has worn only 3 blouses. But you see, you can't see. You can't see because in your mind, everybody must give to you. It's like you are the center of attraction. But I'm saying that you are not too important to be the center of attraction. You can't be that important. You can't be that important. What he has given, will God pay him again? And when God is paying again, look at the word there. The English word is lendeth. Nobody lends and doesn't have usury. So when you are being paid again, it comes with some interest. You don't have something because you have not given to the poor. Your face doesn't look nice because you don't have certain creams to use. And you don't have those creams because you have not given to a poor girl. When you are asked, how much is your salary? Just say, my salary is 1,250 seats. Yeah, think of money as seats. And some of those seats, it can be that 1,250 seats, not even one, went to a poor person. Yeah. Ah, is it not the zakat they do, the Muslims do zakat? It's not zakat. Zaraka. Yes. They go out, they take money in their bags. They take money in their bags. Put money in, and they go around looking for a poor person to give. It's a zakat. When was the last time you gave money to a poor person? When was the last time you gave money to a poor person? I mean, some of you, if you get the chance, you steal the money from the beggar, the beggar's bowl. You still do, you do some rounds and just collect the money and take it away. See, your life is a cursed life. It's a cursed life. It's a cursed life. It's too strong for a Sunday morning message. But we are going to, but this is just the second point. I should preach all of it. Oh, okay. Clap your hands for your pastor. Yeah, I'm a visiting preacher, so I'll see what I want to say now. This year, control your money. Control your money. If you have money, it's not all for your stomach. Hello? It's not all. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Verse 10. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministereth bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown. So anybody who gets God's bread should look very well. There were some seeds around the bread. You have added the bread to the, you have fried the granite and added it to the bread. Bread and fried granite. The what? Say both. Say both. Both. Everybody say both. The one who gives bread also gives seed. You have seed. Not everything in your hand is bread. Wake up. You are cursing yourself. The one who gives you bread, it says both. God never gives bread without seed. It's your wickedness that makes you chew the seeds. The corn that came with the bread, you've eaten the bread and you have boiled the corn as oblio. Ekwek baby. And you are saying that Ekwek baby said one just fell inside. You poured it inside. Ekwek ne in no baby me any baby. Echo in a baby. You are a wicked woman. You are a wicked man. You have eaten the bread and you have added the seeds. Look at you. In spite of the seeds you have eaten plus the bread, how has it helped your life? You look dry like a hamatan tree. 25-year-old girl, look at your face. Your 58-year-old auntie who is born again is looking fresher than you. 25, look at how your breast is. Your breast is like a leaf on a tree. I shouldn't say it. Then you are in the wrong church. You will dry. You become dry like sand. Your wickedness, you would dry like sand without water in it.
It's a good message.
26 years, a man has bigger breasts than you. I feel like asking us to clap our hands for the manufacturer of foams and cushions. 34-year-old man. You look older than your uncle. 34 years. You look wizened. You're like a wizard, wizened wizard. Do you think I'm joking? Never today, from today, never make yourself in the church like you're the poverty chairman who wears white to the church. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You know the story of the man who had only underwear? He was a rich man. He lost everything. And all he had was his underwear. He said, no, how can I be living in my life with my underwear? So he said, no, I must commit suicide. So he went into the forest and climbed a tree, took a rope, tied the noose, was about to hang. He said, just before the swing, he heard somebody calling him from down. Brah, not when someone had been following. He said, brah, train to wait. Brah, wait. Why? He looked down and there was a man down there who was naked. He said, before you kill yourself, I need that underwear. So bring it down. Me, I will live with my underwear. Bring the underwear down. You can go to hell if you want to go to hell. There is always someone who doesn't have something you have. In spite of your self-imposed poverty, someone is poorer than you. Someone said, I used to weep and wail unto the Lord because I didn't have shoes. Till one day I saw a man who didn't have feet. You don't have shoes. Someone doesn't have feet. Stop that. I want to go back. You may think I don't have any message to preach. It's up to you. But I'm going back to make a comment I made earlier on. That a lot of the problems in your life are traceable to money. Ecclesiastes, don't forget. He said, money is the answer. That is, money, its absence or presence, is the reason for everything happening in your life. Number two. Four seeds. What's the first seed, mommy? The seed to the poor. The seed to the poor. The seed to the poor. If there is no poor person you have given money to, then I'm telling you that you won't do well. If you hear of a prayer meeting, don't attend it. Like next week, we are going to Mapon to pray. Don't join us. Because the prayer we are going to pray will never affect you. There's already something hanging on you. And prayer cannot neutralize it. Number two. The seed of the tithe. 1,250 seeds is my salary. What should I do with it? I should sow some to a poor person. Do your zakat. Have you done your zakat? So once again, this point I'm making should have been the only thing. I'm giving you 4 points. If I was even very spiritual, I would have given you just one. You don't need the first point, poverty, seed to the poor. You don't even need a lot of almost all of us here. Some curses in our lives are all because of the tithe seed you've not sown. You get money, you don't think of tithe because you are poor. Yes. One brother, I think I've told this story also. He was a wicked Christian. He was walking in, this happened in the university. He was walking and he stumbled upon something in the night. When he took the money, those days, not today, it's not, I don't know how to say, but those days, it was 1,800 of the old CDs. You know, that's walking, going to the library to go and read. Remember, today's 18 or some type of money. I forget, but it was 1,800. Somebody had it. It was in something. And the brother, as soon as he took the money, 1,800. Instead of even blessing God that he has found some money, because there was no one there to let alone in the town. So he said, hey, when he saw it, he counted the money. Oh, he says, hey, Eradino, we're in it tight. Eradino, we're in it tight. The money was 2,000, and God has already taken his tithe of 200. So what is left to him, he will never pay any tithe. See, Eradino, we're in it tight, to mean that, hey, look at God. He has removed his tithe. He has already. So he has no mind to pay tithes. Hey, I don't know. We're in it tight. This year, don't wait for a series on tithes before you pay your tithe. Because, if you wait for a series on tithes before you pay your tithe, you'll pay it for this for the next 3 months. And you will stop paying tithe. Can you imagine me waiting for a teaching on tithe before I pay my tithe? Imagine it. Imagine me waiting for a message on the tithe. That's why I'm saying that. With or without teachings, pay your tithe. Pay your tithe. Because Malachi chapter 3. Verse number 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and what? Offerings. Verse 9. Ye are cursed. With a curse. For ye have killed thy neighbor's wife. For what? For ye have stolen money from the bank. No. You have robbed me. You have robbed me. Some of you sitting here are robbers. And it's not a joke. Then later on in your life, some mysterious happenings will be sporadically showing up. And you wonder, and you say, I've done nothing to deserve this. What you don't know is that it's not only what you do, but what you don't do. This is one example of something you don't do. Bringing a problem. A lot of you here are cursed. Who am I to curse you? Me? I'm praying for myself. If you are sitting here and your lifestyle is a lifestyle of not paying tithes to God's house, you are a cursed person. A lot of mysterious problems in your life can be traced to your lifestyle of not paying tithes. Not paying tithes is a seed. Hello? Please, you understand what I'm saying? Not paying tithes. It's a what? It's a seed. And what is the harvest? When you don't pay tithes, if it is a seed, then what is the harvest? A curse. Some of you are harvesting curses. You are harvesting curses. Sudden maledictions. I said, sudden what? Maledictions. Strange maledictions. Where is this one from? You are asking where it is from. Show your tithe record. Not paying tithe is a seed. And what do you get from it? What's the harvest? It's a curse. And paying tithe is a seed. And what do you get from it? Verse 10. Prove me now, said the Lord, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Paying tithe is a seed. And the harvest is what? A blessing. Not paying tithe is a seed. And the harvest is a curse. I think it's clear. You understand? Okay. But all I'm saying is that in 7 years' time, 8 years' time, 10 years' time, don't behave as if you don't understand why your life is happening the way it is happening. Don't try and make things mysterious. I guess, Mr. Kobe, we must introduce the tithe card again. Not for our records, but for you yourself. When things are happening, take your tithe and open it and see what you are doing to yourself. You yourself should know. Don't go to a fetish priest, a prophet, a seer. You yourself, you should take your tithe card and see what you have done to yourself. In the same way, when certain blessings are shooting up, today the husband has come, the job has come, two jobs, you couldn't even know which one to choose. Why? Why am I being blessed so much? Take your tithe card and see what you've done. There is no mystery apart from the mystery you don't know about. Or you are deliberately forgetting. Everything happening in your life can be explained. Nothing in your life just happens. You do something to somebody, you turn around. You eat porridge, you eat bread, and then you turn around as if nothing has happened. Something has happened. What's happened? I'm preaching. Jacob, he felt that he tricked his father to get a blessing. And walked away as if the car he was driving was a normal car. The house he has built is a normal house. But he knew that it's not a normal house. You have gone to deceive someone to get the house, to get the car, to get the road, to get the trees. In whom? I said, in whom? What he did to his father-in-law did it to him. He couldn't believe it. That me, Jacob, he told his wife, said, your father has changed my salary 10 times. Like his life was swerving. Even his wife. He had the wedding in the evening. When he woke up in the morning, an old woman was in his bedroom. An old woman, flat breast, skin wrinkled, everything is white. Said, how? I should stop preaching. Would you like to continue preaching?
No.
But how? I'm expecting black hair. Where is this gray hair from? But he didn't know. See, he was angry. He didn't know that he had also swept somebody before. While the earth remains, your swivings will be done to you. While the earth remains. Makula bahata bahandala bahata. Some of you think that you are the only trickster in town. There's something called, I don't know if it's still there. Something at the airport I saw, called Kolebu Airport. What's the name? Kutoka Airport. Yeah. I don't see it now, but I'm sure it is written somewhere I don't pass. But some time ago, there was something called meeters and greeters. Is it still there? So many of you don't know. There's something called, there was an area, this area at Kolebu here. Kutoka here is arrival, say for meters and greeters. It's a very important word. Because some of you, you have not met your meter. Many of you have not met your meter. The people you have met so far are people you can trick and you can swerve. You can do sulia. Anybody you meet, you did it to Esau, did it to your father. He managed to cry in such a way that his mother took his curses upon him. Said, any curse will be on me. Manipulation, Jacob. Ihuam. When he met Laban, he knew that he had met his meter. Should I continue or should?
Preach. We love it.
There's a seed called the seed of the tithe. Do you pay tithes? You pay, then you are blessed. I mean, if you are going to marry somebody, please ask for the person's tithe card. No, it's my advice. Oh, you can't. Many of the things I say, people rubbish it. I've been called many names. You can even insult me. Even some people are insulting me in their heads. I'm saying that if you will marry, don't marry someone whose tithe records you've not inspected, because you will be welding yourself to a curse.
Welding.
You'll be welding. It's not a wedding you have. Yours will be a welding. Emilia had a wedding. Comfort had a wedding. Priscilla had a wedding. Barbara had a wedding. But you, Eno Sewa, yours will be a welding. You are welding yourself to a curse. Try it. Tell your sons that one day when they are marrying, they should look at the woman's tithe records. Otherwise, they are welding themselves to a case. Number three. The seed of the offering. If it was a thesis I was writing, I would say, for scriptures, go to section 2A above. For scriptures, go where? Section 2A above. You are in the church. You don't give offerings. You see, and the reason why you don't give offerings is that you have been able to believe that you are a poor person. You are a poor person. Chief poverty officer. No, ask some of you here haven't given an offering for the past 6 months. Offering time, you are there writing notes, reading your Bible, talking to someone, some means of trying to, you thinking that you are smart. But what you don't know is that you are cursed with a curse. Anybody who fears tithes or not paying tithes should also fear not giving offerings, because it's one and the same thing. the sentence, the judgment on non-tithe payers is the same judgment and on non-offering givers. You can't come to church, it's like, you dear, you are a poor person, so God should understand. Meanwhile, you are using money to bet. I'm surprised, mommy. You don't give offerings because you are poor. But what did you get the money to buy the cream you are using on your face? I shouldn't talk like that. I'm bleaching about bleaching. I like to preach practical. I don't want to preach. You see, you are sheep. I shouldn't feed you like giraffes. The food is up in the air. No, you have to bring it to your level. Your level is that you are betting, you are bleaching your face, you are sleeping with somebody's boyfriend, you are a wicked person, you don't give to the poor, and you don't give offerings. Some of you, your auntie gives you money for offerings and use it, you buy oblio with the offerings. Yeah, your mother gives you money for offerings and then you use it on the way. You eat gobe, you buy gobe. Kegare. Gobe ke amada. Then you are on the stage dancing with energy like a dancing star. And when it's offering time, you go and urinate. I shouldn't say it. You watch offering time, those people who go to the toilet. Aya, take pictures of those who go to the toilet during offering time. So, there are some strange things happening to you. You get this job, you lose it. Your beloved dies before the engagement. Your car has an accident. Something is this, the fire in your bedroom. Something there, everybody is climbing. Only you, when you put your foot there, 3 steps, you twisted, and now your leg is in POP. Your husband, who was your best friend, now doesn't mind you again. All these maledictions. All these what? Maledictions. Are traceable to non-tithe paying and non-offering giving. I am preaching a message this morning. And I want to also tell you that paying some tithe is the same as not paying tithe at all. Because yes, the Bible says, bring ye all. You can't pay tithe on your salary. You pay tithe on the extra hours. And you don't pay tithe on the money union, Western Union, your auntie brought you. Some of you don't do Momo tithe. Momo there, it's like a dash. The only thing you pay tithe on is your salary. Yes. Yes. You are using technicalities. And God will also use technicalities and bring back the curses on your grandfather, your grand aunt, the curses on your auntie, and use it as a technicality to explain why you must never have a happy home. Say, I'll give offerings.
I'll give offerings.
Give offerings. Give. Give offerings. But the Bible even says in the Old Testament, you are not allowed to enter the temple without an offering. It said, no one comes before me empty. No one is supposed to come before me empty-handed. So a lot of you are in the house of God. By some error. Some of you are not welcome guests here. Yes. That's why you see that spiritually, nothing that happens here changes your life. Because spiritually, you are like someone who is not here. Because a lot of things that inhale to you have been blocked. You dare come before God empty. three times in a year shall the males appear before the Lord in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. That's why many of you, what happens in the church, which is blessing others, testimony here, marriage here, I've got a job here, you don't seem to receive it because spiritually there's a wall in front of you to come here empty. And finally, what's the first seed? Seed to the poor. Second seed, mommy? Seed of tithe. Seed of the tithe. Number three, the seed of the offering. And the final seed, number four, is the seed of appreciation. Thank you. The seed of what?
Appreciation.
Seed of appreciation. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7. Appreciation. Tell anybody, be very careful. Tell the person, I don't know where the pastor came from, but the things he's saying are serious. Say, today is not like last week. Say, listen very carefully. He may be prophesying to you, especially you. Say, seed of appreciation. Makasa tulabaka sindelebosha. Rama kotemaha sandeka. For the earth which drinketh in the rain, that cometh oft, often upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed. Can I have NIV? Land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it. And I like the word often. And that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receives blessings. Back to King James. I want new King James. For the earth which drinks in the rain, that often comes upon it, and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives a blessing from God. Verse 8. But if it bears thorns and briars, note this verse, because this is just the introduction. There's a part of this series I'm going to now lift this as the main motif. Main motif. This one is just a slant. It's just a slant. It's going to come back as the main thing. Because some of you should hear me very well. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed. Whose end is to be bent. Mazuna kadi babosha. Look. This point, I don't even know how to preach it. But I want to tell you, one of the things you must do with your money, Galatians 6, verse 6. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Those of you in this church who are taking your Bacenta leaders for granted. Yes. You have a Bacenta leader who teaches you, organizes a bus. Even the wig she doesn't have is because the money she could have used to buy a wig, she's using it to pay for busing. Yeah. and you are sitting here. You don't know the birthday of your music director. Now, listen carefully. Because you see, you have a way of using catcalls to neutralize truths. Listen very carefully. Be very careful. There are certain people you must not joke with in your life. One of those people is the group I talked about the day we had the awards. Those who labor among you. Those who labor among you. Today, I am bringing up another person. The person who taught you to play the keyboard. He's called your teacher. The person who is teaching you the word of God. Your basanta leader. Your constituency overseer. Be very careful. One of the uses of your money is to sow seeds of appreciation into the lives of the people who are a blessing to you. Some of you have made yourself the receiver. It's like in the relationship you have with your uncle, with your mother, with your pastor, you are at the receiving end. It's a curse. It's in fact not a curse. You are near a curse. So the any mistake you make will bring a curse to your life. Anybody listening to me here who doesn't know the birthday of your mother at home? Your life is turning left already. Mark my words. You pay for it. Your mother who carried you. You don't know your mother's birthday. Or, if you know it, on the 8th of April, it means nothing to you. Because your mindset is that as for you, you must receive. Your father at home. You don't know his birthday. You don't communicate. Like in your relationship with your mother, she's the only one who gives you money. Money for your hair, money for tro-tro, money for your panties, money for your pad, money for your blouse, money for everything. But you never put money in an envelope to say to mommy, mommy, I appreciate you for the things you've done for me. I know a girl on her father's birthday, a major birthday, she ordered a car from Canada. Yes. She's not a rich woman. She saved, did this, organized for her father. See, the place is quiet. Nobody's saying preach on anymore. Because I'm not preaching now. I'm singing. I'm singing also. Is your father alive? He's dead. Your father, he has died. Or he's alive. Your father, is he alive? He has died. You have killed him also.
Did you send money in an envelope to your mother? Oh, she's dead. She's alive.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do you know her birthday?
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you had forgotten. You do? Are you impressing me? Or you really do? You know your brother's birthday. But on her birthday, you didn't mind her. Sorry. You are there with a cake. But did you put anything in an envelope to sew it into her life? She doesn't need your money. You don't give to people because they need it. You give to people because a blessing, you are looking for a blessing upon yourself. The sea is full, but it receives rain. I said, the sea is full, but it receives rain. Your mother is at home. She needs key soap. She must call you and beg you. Then you hang up on her. Then when you finish, you are attending prayer camp at Anakazo. Don't come. It will help you. That prayer meeting, it will not help you. Are you not? What's the name of your constituency?
Congress.
Congress. All those from Congress, stand to your feet. All those from Congress constituency. Some of you don't even know him as your leader. Congress, stand. You watch what is happening. All those from his constituency, stand to your feet. Do you see? This is, yes, they don't know that this is their father. Because the wicked leaders have not pointed to their members that they came to church today because of him. Do your members, are your members here? Here? All, come. Come. Yes. You watch. Watch something that's going to happen now. Oh, can you please remove your face mask? No, it's okay. All those who are in Sister Sandra's Basenta, please stand to your feet. Sister Sandra's Basenta, stand to your feet. Oh, your mother didn't come to church today. Sorry. Oh, okay. Okay. Please come. Are you not enjoying the service?
Yeah.
Why are the Basenta leaders here? Those who stood up, stand to your feet. Yes, come. Dennis, come. Are your members here? Oh, only two came. Sorry. Okay. All those who are in Uncle Dennis's Basenta, please stand to your feet. All those who are in Uncle Dennis's Basenta. I've seen only one. They can't see you well. All those who are in Uncle Dennis's Basenta, please stand to your feet. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, I've counted them. There are some standing there. Okay. Why haven't you told them that this is their leader? No, they don't know. I asked them to stand. They didn't stand up. Don't complicate matters. Am I saying something strange here? Yes, but they were sitting down. No, am I? I'm not. But were you not here? Am I accusing you? You see, so don't be surprised. Please go and sit down. I don't want to say something. Everyone, listen to me.
anyone who teaches you, you have a responsibility to share your good things with him, with her. That is Galatians. So there are 2:6-7 which say the same thing. Hebrews 6:7, Galatians 6:7, the same thing. Hebrews 6:7 and 8. Galatians 6:7 and 8. Yes. There should be no one in your life you are only receiving from and not giving anything in return. There should be no one in your life, it is a curse, that you only receive from. This year marks the beginning of you celebrating your mother on her birthday, your father on his birthday. Find some money, put it in an envelope, buy some chocolate, buy some cloth, a pair of slippers, give back. Otherwise, a lot of things will happen to you that you will not be able to explain. Some of you whose parents are alive, you can go to them and ask them to sincerely tell you what you have done to break their hearts. They will, if they open up to you, you may collapse in front of them. Your mother, not just her birthday. In fact, on your mother's birthday, you may not even have too much to give to her. On other days, learn it that you should be able to take money and more money to your mother, more money to your father, more money to your pastor. Because that money is the answer to a problem you have. When your mother receive that money and she blesses you, she blesses you. That blessing will solve a lot of problems money, physical money, cannot solve in your life. I'm sending you to your mother, to your father. And I pray that even when you go, they'll be sincere. Because me, depending on who is sitting in front of me, I will not tell you what you've done. It's only people I have great confidence in that I can tell my feelings. If I suspect you small, you will hear my mind. So I'm praying that when you go, they'll tell you. They'll tell you A, B, C, D, E, E, F. Because some of you, your next step, your next misstep is into a curse, because you are near a curse. You receive rain. And it is often, you don't know what your father has been through for you to speak English. Today you can exchange words with your father. Wow! And the older they get, the more powerless they are. They can't hold your shirt. They can't slap you. What do? All their power is in their stomach. He says something in his head, and you are down. A lot of you are down. Some of you may never recover. Hebrews 6:7. The key phrase is the earth. Can you all say as I end, say the earth.
The earth.
The earth.
The earth.
Not just any ground. There is a particular ground which receives rain. There are many of you, even if I curse you, nothing will happen to you. A lot of you, even if I curse you, nothing will happen to you. Why? Because you have not received anything from me. I mean, these 2x4 preaching on Sunday, it's not much. I'm talking about proper care and love and help. But there are some of you, you should be very careful how I feel about you. You should be very careful. You should be very careful what you stir up in me. Not everybody, just 6 of you. 1 in each column. It is the earth which receives rain. That is the earth which shouldn't bring up thorns. Not that earth. Not that earth. This one which received this rain. Be careful. And one of the things you do with your money is to appreciate the people who have poured rain on your life. Because there's such a saying as, I am because you are. I am because you are. This year marks the year. Have you put money in an envelope and give it to your father before? You are looking in the eye, in the skies. It's like you are just there to receive school fees, to receive money, to receive a car, to receive food, to receive pocket money. Wow! Don't just write a letter to your father or your mother. Put money in it. The money they give you, save some. Yes. Save some. Because the ground which receives rain also gives moisture to the sky. Or do you need to do geography? Are you aware that moisture comes from the ground to the whatever? The same rain you receive, part of it must be given back to the sky. You've gone to wear tie. You are playing keyboard here. Play it well. The earth which receives rain. I hope they're not troubling your parents at home. Are they happy with you? That's fine. That's fine. Stand to your feet. Your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray. And ask the Lord for wisdom. Ask the Lord for strength.
Wisdom, strength, Lord.
Katuma.
That we may be able to sow the seeds, Lord. Right.
Seed to the poor.
To the poor, Lord.
The seed of the tithe.
The seed of the tithe.
The seed of the offering.
The seed of the offering.
And the seed of appreciation.
Seed of appreciation, Lord. Give us the wisdom, Lord. The wisdom to see, Father, and to appreciate those who have been good to us, those who have blessed us, those who have taught us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to go back and sow some seeds, Lord, and to appreciate them, Lord. May we not forget to give to the poor, to give, oh God, seeds, oh God, of the type seeds of offering, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
What you have not done with your money has robbed you of something in your life. I'll take it again. What you have not done with money has robbed you of. There is something you need now. Not money, or not a wig. There is something you are looking for that you don't have, because it should come to you as a result of money you gave. But you didn't give that money. Lift your hands and ask the Lord for mercy and strength,
strength, Lord,
to do what is right.
Mercy, Lord,
with
mercy,
money.
Mercy and strength, Lord, to do what is right. To do what is right. To do what is right.
Lift your hands and pray. Mercy, everybody, Lord, open mercy, your mouths and pray.
Mercy, Lord,
ask for mercy
upon us.
Ask for mercy.
Look, Bishop Kobe, please wait. Wait. You girls, come. The three of you, come. The three of you, come. Come. These girls are in the children's home. Stand up here. Don't tell me why you are clapping. Have you put money in an envelope and sent it to Aunt Mami before? Never, not so. Have you done that before? Have you? On her birthday, what did you do? Aunt Mami, on her birthday, what did you do? You wrote a letter. But you didn't have money, not so. You don't have money. You don't have money. You can't put 10 CDs into an envelope. Because you have made yourself some receivers. It's like you are fatherless and motherless. And it's like the whole world owes you kindness. I shouldn't say these things. I shouldn't say it. Then you're in the wrong church. What you don't know is that you are worrying yourself. Aunt Mami should be in her office. Bishop Dagwood Mills. Have you sent a letter to him before? Because you don't think. You don't think. Who do you think put up those buildings? Who? Aunt Mami put it up. If Aunt Mami put the buildings up, who do you think authorized her to do it? I can't hear you speak. Have you ever said thank you to Bishop Dagwood Mills before? A letter? Have you written a letter that my name is what? What's your name? Rose. My name is Rose from the children's home. And I want to say that you have blessed my life. Had it not been for you, I would have been a prostitute in town. Thank you for building a house for me to sleep in. Have you? Think about it.
Lift up your hands one more time and ask the Lord for mercy. I tell you, we are all, if only you are truthful with yourself, you are guilty. Oh, yes. Yes. The ones you know of, and then there are the ones you don't remember. Oh, yes. Lift up your hands and ask the Lord for mercy. Everybody, lift up your two hands and ask God for mercy. This is one of the most important prayers you pray. That perchance your harvest of evil will be interrupted by the mercy of God.
Mercy, Lord.
Lift up your hands and ask God for mercy.
Have mercy upon
us. Ask God for mercy.
Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. 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 Mercy, Lord. mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Tender justice with your mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
Finally, with every eye closed and every head bowed, if you are here, you're not born again, I want to give you an opportunity to become born again. Every eye closed, please, and every head bowed. You want to say, Pastor, I want to become born again. If I were to die today, in all honesty, I don't know where I'll go. If you're here like that, I want you to lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. That one day when you eventually lie down for eternity, you will go to God the Father and you will be with Him for eternity. If you are here, you're not born again, I want you to lift up your right hand. Just lift it high above your head. Sow a seed of repentance today to reap an eternal harvest. To reap an eternal harvest. If you're here like that, lift up your right. I want you to lift up your right hand. Lift it high above your head where I can see it. And I will pray with you today. You will receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your personal Savior. Pastor, I want to become born again. I'm tired of the life I'm living. I want to sow a seed of repentance from evil. If you're here like that, lift up your right hand. Lift it high above your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. Bless you. Oh, I see your hand over there on the left side. My brother, come to me. Come to me. Come to me quickly. It's not too late. You can still come, even if you didn't lift up your hand. I'm giving you a chance to sow a seed of repentance and reap a good harvest. Please lift up your two hands and say this prayer after me. Say,
Dear Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today,
just as I am.
Just as I am.
I know that I'm a sinner.
That I'm a sinner.
Please wash me.
Please wash me
with the blood.
With the blood
of your Son.
Of your Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And please write my name.
And please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Clap your hands for the salvation of one. Please go with our sister over there, all right? She has something very short to say to you, and then you can come back into the service. Why don't you take your communion? Let's take the communion. The body and the blood of Jesus Christ, which we are commanded to eat as often as we remember Him. Today, the body of Christ that you hold in your hand is a sacrifice of atonement. Atonement. As you eat this bread, may every evil seed you have sown receive the rain of mercy.
Amen.
Receive the rain of mercy.
Amen.
May every evil seed you have planted receive the rain of mercy.
Amen.
This body that you hold in your hand today is the body of atonement. Just as Christ died on the cross to take away our sins. Today, as you partake in that sacrifice, may every evil seed you have sown receive the rain of mercy.
Amen.
To interrupt the evil harvest.
Amen.
Lift it up. Say, the body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
For mercy.
For mercy.
Eat it. There is only one type of blood that has the power to wash away sin, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. As you drink this today, may every evil seed be erased from your life.
Amen.
Every evil harvest be uprooted.
Amen.
You are drinking the blood of Jesus that has power to wash away the deepest sin. Mm. May every evil harvest in your life be erased as you drink this blood.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ. The
blood of Jesus.
Drink it. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. What a blessing. And what a privilege. As we partake of your body and your blood, Jesus, we ask for mercy. For mercy. For mercy. Let the rain of mercy fall upon our lives, Lord.
Amen.
Let evil harvest be interrupted by your mercy, Lord.
Amen.
We ask. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. And I want to say a very big thank you to Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo for blessing us.